In Russia today, more details emerged about the two Chechen women who authorities believe may have detonated bombs aboard the two airliners that crashed last week. The nearly simultaneous crashes killed at least 89 people. The new facts emerged as the Kremlin's hand-picked candidate won a special presidential election in Chechnya, as expected. NPR's Lawrence Sheets reports from Moscow.
Russian investigators say they're now sure that terrorism brought down both of the Tupolev airliners that crashed 400 miles apart after taking off from the same Moscow airport. The Russians say amid the wreckage of each airliner, they found the high-explosive hexogen. Transport Minister Igor Levitin described the flight's final moments. From what we've learned from the flight data recorders and the conversation between the pilots, the planes broke apart while they were at cruising altitude, Levitin said. Security officials say that two Chechen women, one aboard each plane, continue to be the prime suspects in the apparent air bombings. Both fit the modus operandi of the so-called Black Widows, Chechen women who've carried out several suicide missions to avenge the deaths of their husbands or relatives in the decade-long war in Chechnya. The brother of one of the women was reported to have been taken away by Russian soldiers 3 years ago, never to be seen again. The brother of the other woman was killed fighting Russian troops. Russian President Vladimir Putin declared long ago that the war to subdue Chechen militants was over. Instead, the audacity of rebel attacks only seems to increase. Alexander Goltz is deputy editor of the Yezhenedelny Journal magazine.
The cornerstone of Putin's policy is to fight terrorism. If after 5 years of Putin's rule, we have such kind of huge terrorist attacks, it means that at least this policy is absolutely ineffective.
At one time, Putin actually benefited politically from violence blamed on Chechens. In 1999, the Kremlin accused them of a series of apartment bombings which killed 300 people in Russia. The Chechen link in that case was never proven. But the bombings led to Russia sending troops back into Chechnya and a huge increase in Putin's popularity. At the time, he was head of the FSB Federal Security Service, the successor to the Soviet KGB. He later wrote his tough stance against the Chechens to the Russian presidency. But now, journalist Alexander Gold says, things are very different.
If we cannot do anything with these terrorists underground, it means that we have very bad security services. And sooner normal people have to ask the question why Mr. President is so soft to them.
Last week's air bombings seemed timed to coincide with Russian-sponsored presidential elections in Chechnya. In reality, the Kremlin had already chosen the winner long ago. He's Alu Alkhanov, a 47-year-old pro-Moscow police official. Alkhanov was the only serious candidate. His main rival had been kicked off the ballot. Alkhanov today echoed the Kremlin line, vowing no negotiations with Chechen separatists like deposed President Aslan Maskhadov.
У Маскхадова, на мой взгляд, есть один шанс.
Maskhadov has one chance to ask the forgiveness of his people, whom he led into this brutal war, Alkhanov said. For their part, the separatists have vowed to kill Alkhanov, whose predecessor was himself assassinated 3 months ago. Lawrence Sheets, NPR News, Moscow.